What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, If the EU, which stands for European Union, simps for Ukraine, the question is, who does Ukraine simp for? So I'm out here at, I don't know, maybe you guys in the video can tell me where I am. I know it's around Old Town Lviv. Just gonna give you a little bit of a tour of it before we get to show you who the Ukrainians are simping for. And you know, if you guys know me, you already know who the Ukrainians are simping for, you know. So I'm just gonna walk around here a little bit, you know. This is a tourist area, so it's totally fine to take film and video and all that good stuff. Just do a little bit of a walk around. You know, this is what I like about Lviv, guys. You can walk around this place all day, you know. Honestly, I like Lviv a little bit more than Riga, which rhymes with nigga. You know, maybe it's because Lviv is a little bit more, it's not, the weather is nowhere near as harsh as Latvia, but it probably will get there in a couple of weeks. You know, it's like middle of November. So as of right now, the weather here is really good, I have to admit. So plus I think Lviv is a little bit bigger than Riga. So just showing you the stuff over here, guys. Let's walk this way. I'm still trying to find out what the name of this place is. You know, you got a green church over there. Maybe I will give, oh look, it says Sali Diu up there. You know, maybe I'll give you a little bit of a tour of this place after we're done knowing who the Ukrainians simp for. All right, guys, let's see what it says up here. I'm sure it's in Ukrainian, but yeah, you guys can freeze this frame and translate it, or if you understand Ukrainian. Oh, I think it might be in English over here. All right, so this is the Saint Eucharist Church, former Dominican Church. So this was built like 1748, designed by military engineer. Today it's a parish of Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, so it's all good. I'm sure you guys can, you know, freeze frame and read all this if you guys want. So let's continue. Sun is probably gonna go down in the next 10 minutes, and I kind of want to give you a tour of this area because it's really nice. Okay, so let's get to study who the Ukrainians are simping for. You guys already know. I don't have to even hide it. All right, guys, so guess who the Ukrainians are simping for? You guessed it, the small hat people. So again, if you guys read all this stuff, you know, woe is me, everybody wants to kill us, blah blah blah, you know, I'm just taking pictures and stuff like that. Not pictures, but you know, video. If you guys want to freeze this stuff and take a look at it on your own later on, you know, you can do that. But yeah, it's really the whole, you know, everybody hates us, they all want to kill us, you know, give us money, give us land, give us this, give us that, you know, send your children to die for us. So, as you guys know, I've been here for a week. This is my first week here. I still got 3 more weeks left. You know, if I like Lviv, which I honestly do, I can probably be here a little bit longer, but the weather is probably going to get more brutal. So, you know, yeah. I mean, my problem was a lot with Latvia was the freaking weather. So, I'm not built for weather that's brutal, man. I'm really not built for it. Let's go on to the other side. So, as you guys know, Ukraine was a very, it had a rather big, substantial Jewish community. And like I said, it took me 2 days, okay guys, it took me 2 days here to realize that this whole war was actually to make way for the return of Jews here in Ukraine. Look, Jews have been known in Lviv since the 14th century, and the first mention of a Jewish city dates back to 1387. I'm telling you guys, the whole point of the Ukrainian war is so the Jews can come back here again and take over Ukraine 100%, you know. I realized that in like 2 days. And it's the whole Nazis, they all want to kill us, you know. Have you guys realized that, you know, Palestinians are modern day Nazis? Like, have you guys put one and one together? And even though Hamas was actually founded by Mossad, you know, this is why Mossad murdered Yitzhak Rabin, because Yitzhak Rabin at Tel Aviv University, he was going to give a lecture. Now, I don't know if he was murdered before the lecture or after the lecture, but whatever the case is, Yitzhak Rabin was going to spill the beans and say that Hamas was created by Mossad as controlled opposition. So now you got all these Jews in Palestine, like, oh, they want to kill us, they want to hate us, oh, we got to go somewhere. Well, guess where they're going to go? They're going to come right back here, guys. And the whole point of the Ukrainian war, guys, is pretty much to get rid of the Ukrainian population. And unfortunately for the Ukrainian people, they're a bunch of simpletons, and they really don't understand what's happening. So, not my problem, you know. Shit, like I said, guys, it's better to watch the world burn at this point than it is to actually try to save people. Because, it's, you know, we're like Noah's Ark at this point, man. You're either on the boat or off the boat, man. So, no need for you and me to, like, try to save the lives of people who've been given all the warning, have seen all the signs, and they're like, I don't care, you know. That's a you problem, dude, at this point. Righteous among the nations of the world is an honorary title awarded by the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, to those who saved Jews from destruction during World War in Nazi-occupied Europe. Most of them are found in Poland, Holland, France, and Ukraine. Yeah, see guys, if you save the Jews, you are righteous. And if you don't save the Jews, well, you know, you need to be exterminated. That's pretty much what they're saying here. The righteous one is awarded with a certificate and a medal engraved with a text. A man who saved one life is like a man who saved the whole world. Actually, that's a verse in the Torah. That's actually a divine verse. If you save one life, it's like you saved all of humanity. If you murder one life, it's like you murdered all of humanity. That's actually a holy verse, by the way. But hey, man, they actually give you an award, a certificate, and a medal if you do that, but only if it's Jews, you know. So, just so you guys can understand, man, the whole Holocaust thing was pretty much was the Zionist way of telling the Jews here in Europe, hey, either you're going to go to Palestine and take it over, or we're going to kill you, you know. So, that's the whole point of the Holocaust, was to kill good Jews and those who remained, you know, hopefully go to Palestine to take it over. So now we got like, what, 6 million Jews in Palestine, and we have like 6 to 7 million Ukrainians who are either killed or displaced. So I don't think you have to be a mathematician, Harvard educator, or anything of that sort to realize that maybe, just maybe, you know, this is gonna be the future home of 7 million Jews. And again, the vast majority of Ukrainian people, guys, they're just too low IQ to realize what's gonna happen to them, you know. Again, you know, they don't speak a lick of English here, so this is freaking Europe, dude. I mean, every European country I've been to, they understand English, you know, they can speak it, you know, but here in Ukraine, it's like it doesn't exist, you know. So let's continue doing a walk and talk MGTOW shit while we're at it, you know. So personally, I like Ukraine, guys. It's cheap, it's good. I don't know if the weather is gonna get any worse than this, you know. Hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, I'm out of here, you know, back to Miami, you know, where you can go swimming in like fucking middle of winter over in Miami. Here, you know, you need a freaking sweater, and you know, you need to wear like 4 or 5 things over here. So I want to show you a little bit of Old Town Lviv, you know. I'm trying to find something that Lviv can rhyme with, you know. Maybe I love Yogi Ob's mom or something, I don't know. But Old Town Lviv, this is it over here, guys. Well, no, actually, Old Town Lviv is all over the place, you know. It's actually rather sprawled out. But I'm just showing you a little bit of it, you know. As you guys know, my phone sucks at night photography. So what I'm doing here, guys, is that I am showing you during the day. I think the sun's down, but at the same time, guys, we probably got like maybe 20 minutes before the sun, before it gets really dark and my phone starts doing retarded shit. So let me show you some stuff, you know. Like this building over here. Nothing about this building is fancy or anything like that. I just want to show you some stuff. You got that creepy horse over there, you know, creeping me out. You got this over here. You got this. So it's a pretty chill place, as you guys can see. You know, people, you know, living normal lives. Like I said in one of my previous videos, guys, you want a place like this where people are doing normal people shit. You don't want them doing nigger shit. You want them doing normal people shit, okay? Because normal people shit, that means, you know, they're not out to do something dumb. So yeah, see, all the young girls, they want to spend time with like ancient niggers. It's universal, dudes. See, this is one of the reasons why Ukrainian women are the way they are. It's because when they're young and dumb, they get taken advantage of by bad boys and alcoholics and abusive men. And then when they grow out of their naivety, if you want to call it that, they become very, very jaded and just miserable people. But yeah, like John, the Filipino guy on MGTOW TV said, you want to get your dick in these women before they become corrupted or jaded, you know. This is why, like Coach Red Pill said, get yourself a 23-year-old girl, because, you know, you don't want a girl who's been ran through, beat up, abused, shit like that. You really don't want a woman like that, man. So yeah, Coach Red Pill is 100% right when he says don't ever date a woman over 25. Heck, I'd say don't even date a woman over the age of 23, the way the modern female is, to be honest with you, you know. And by the way, guys, Coach Red Pill is not Coach Bitch Pill, you know. Coach Bitch Pill is that god-awful Kiwi cell who LARPs as a Australian. That's Coach Bitch Pill. You know, I'm cool with Coach Red Pill. So I'm probably gonna come to one of these pubs later on, walk around, see what's going on, guys. We probably got like what, maybe 5 more minutes before my phone starts doing retarded shit, because my phone sucks at night filming. So Dulce Vita, which is Spanish for sweet life, you know. Biblioteca, library, which obviously it's not a library, it's more of a bar, but retro bar, okay? Is that the retro bar? Yeah. So at the end of the day, guys, I know a lot of you guys on MGTOW TV been saying, yo, Amr, is Ukraine safe? Yeah, this part of Ukraine is hella safe, you know. We're only 40, 50 miles away from the Polish border. And like I said, you know, all that bullshit is happening on the other side of the country. So we are not affected whatsoever. No, I already went down this route. I've been around this place so many times. Ooh, see, these people creep me out, man. These furries, they fucking creep me out. You know, I'm telling you, man. If a furry pulls up on me, I don't know, man. Might knock him the fuck out, you know. Furries creep me out, man. They do have exchange places, and the exchange is rather good. Okay, looks like my phone is beginning to do dumb shit again, guys. So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, yeah, Ukrainians are simping for Jews, and that's because the Jews are gonna come back here in droves of millions, and they just wanna make sure that the native population is decimated and poor and enslaved, and that their women are chasing after Chad Cock and harvesting beta males. You know, same shit in America, it's worldwide. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna talk to you later. Peace.